Welcome to Programming in Tongue, a podcast of the Universal Translator Assistant Project.
Welcome back to Programming in Tongues. I'm Joel, sometimes known as Mr. Klingon, and this is the place where we gather in cyberspace to talk about the worlds of science fiction and fantasy. My interest is languages and other ways to make the worlds of science fiction just a little bit more real. My topic or my thought this night is back to the shipyards. It's starting to look like spring, maybe even a little bit like summer where I live, and that makes me think about putting things back up into the sky. I'm hoping, I know, in the month or so ahead to launch a rocket or two, and maybe in that vein, I decided to finally finish one spaceship that I've been working on. Well, really haven't been working on for the last 5 years. It's a paper craft Gemini, Gemini 3, the Molly Brown, and it comes from Delta 7 Studios. If you take a look at the show notes, you'll see a picture of my new spaceship. It's not perfect. I could point out the flaws, but more amazing to me is how good it looks. It's the same scale as the Mercury capsules I made, also from Delta 7 Studios. There's a link to Delta 7 Studios in the show notes. They have papercraft kits you can buy for all sorts of things, historic buildings, also some retro science fiction spaceships. I haven't bought any of those kits yet, but I may in the future. They're a lot of fun because what you get is a nice set of PDF files that you can print out on your inkjet printer and just cut the cardstock, follow the directions, and you wind up with a model that most people are actually surprised to find is made out of paper because it looks as good as a plastic or rosin model if you do it right. If you're interested in even trying that, take a look at the Delta 7 Studios website because there is a link to a Mercury Redstone that you can put together that's free and is a good introduction and start. I've made that one quite a few times. I've even refit it with a rocket engine so that I can launch it. It doesn't fly that great, but it's fun to make it go up. Now, for a different direction, another way of getting into science fiction and getting into the science fiction world, I want to point out something that I just discovered. I mentioned it, I think, in the last podcast, or was thinking about mentioning it. Patiobooks.com. Patiobooks.com are an interesting way for people to publish their work as audiobooks. They are shareware, more or less. You can donate, and the donation, 75% goes to the author. I have started, I'm listening to a couple books, and the one I want to mention is one that's called Quarter Share. And rather than my talking about it, let me play the intro from Nathan Lowell.
When Ishmael Horatio Wong is orphaned by a flitter crash, he must make some hard decisions about how to survive in a company-owned universe. With limited time and fewer options, he lands a job as the newest hand on the solar clipper Lois McKendrick and learns the importance of a good cup of coffee. If you're a fan of space opera but always wanted a story with a different kind of hero, meet Ishmael Wong. He isn't the lost son of an overthrown monarch. He isn't the captain of the ship. He's not even an officer. He's not rich or tall or handsome. He's not particularly bright. He's just an average guy trying to make his way in the universe. In the tradition of Half Spacesuit Will Travel and Farmer in the Sky, Quarter Share begins the story of profit, confusion, and the heroism of day-to-day in the deep dark. Set sail with Ishmael, Pip, Beverly, and the rest of the crew of the Lois McKendrick in Quarter Share, a trader's tale from the golden age of the solar clipper. A new science fiction novel by Nathan Lowell. Find it on patiobooks.com today.
I encourage you to take a look, or that is, take a listen to Mr. Lowell's book. I am really happy I found it. It's part of a series, and if you get hooked on this one, I'm sure you'll go on like I plan to listen to all of them. In a future podcast, I am looking forward to a chance to talk to Nathan Lowell about this book and about how he put it together, and maybe get some ideas for myself or for others who might be interested in giving a try to this interesting way of publishing. You know, I notice I use the word interesting too much. I'll have to think about that and maybe work on a thesaurus to come up with some better terms to use. Out of the blue, just this weekend, I got an email from Two Brothers Software, and they sent me a piece of freeware or a link to it, something that you can run on a Windows machine or a Linux machine. It's a Klingon clock. It is set to display the time according to your local time with Klingon characters, and also to display in a variety of fonts the Klingon translation for the time. Right now, as I record this, I can see it's Wamahutva Loshmakwakrep. If you're interested in something like that, follow the link to the Two Brothers Software website, and you can download it and run it on your computer as well. Besides introducing me to the world of Ishmael Wong, Nathan Lowell has also reminded me that there's a lot of interesting music. Oops, there's the word interesting again. A lot of good music on archive.org. In fact, the background song that he uses in the Quarter Share book that you just heard, The Lucky Black Cat, it's one I really liked. And so I looked it up on archive.org, and I'm going to share it with you right now. Thank you. there you have it, The Lucky Black Cat by James Curran. You'll find that and more songs by James Curran on archive.org. Once again, want to build a spaceship? Check out Delta 7 Studios. Want to sign on to a spaceship and go for a cruise with Ishmael Wong and others? Check out PatioBooks.com, Quarter Share by Nathan Lowell. And if you have just been dying to have a Klingon clock on your desktop of your computer, go to Two Brothers Software. Links in the show notes. I am Joel, sometimes known as Mr. Klingon. Thanks for listening.